This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last study, I mentioned how the two words, let us, are found throughout the book of Hebrews. We meditated on them as found in Hebrews 10:19-25. Let's now look at three more references in Hebrews 12:1-2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Life is a race. When runners prepare for a race, they often wear warm-up clothing. But when they're in the race, they shed it and strip to bare essentials. While running the race God has appointed for us, we need to throw off everything that hinders, even things that might be okay otherwise. Whatever hinders must go if we want to win. In addition, we need to get rid of sin, which inevitably will entangle us and trip us up at a crucial point in the race. Once we're thus prepared, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. But as we run, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. His race wasn't easy, but he ran it flawlessly, staying focused on the goal, enduring ridicule and the shameful cross. He triumphed gloriously. Our race won't be easy either, but if we follow his great example and persevere, we also will triumph.